This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I saw a welcome mat in front of somebody's door, and it was one of those welcome mats that's like, in this house, we welcome all genders, all religions, all colors, all, and there's like 10 things on it, which is very inclusive, and I like that. But I think it could be more inclusive if it just said, welcome. Because that includes everybody. Already, it includes people that can't see very good. Don't make me read the whole thing to find out if I'm allowed into your... Okay, we're good. Let's go. You know.
Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, and we either slept in or we got bad night's sleep. So here we go. Pedal to the metal, baby.
That's how you know it's going to be a wild ride.
Let's find out
when
what kind of...
We got a little punchy.
Yep.
Woo.
Ah, boy. We woke up to some terrible news. Vice President Dick Cheney died. Literally, this news just happened. We right before we went on, Dick Cheney, they were like, Dick Cheney dies at 84. It's like, oh, man, on election day? On election day?
I mean, he was 84.
He was 84 and also had a bad heart. And I don't mean
for
that.
For like a long time. Huh?
And that's not my like moral opinion of it. He had like 2 heart attacks or something like that.
Yeah, I think he had a heart condition for a long time. Well, bless his heart. I mean, I'm sure it's his family is sad.
Yeah, yeah. What a legacy though, man. That guy, he came around at the end, but we didn't have him for a long time. He was on the wrong side of a lot. But anyway though, yeah, so...
For those Dick Cheney fans out there...
Thoughts and prayers. Well, this is Dick Cheney time right now. You probably didn't see it. We did internal polling.
Okay.
And we found out that Wake Up Call
the
listeners...
want...
What they want is...
More Dick Cheney talk.
at this time.
Okay.
You get past 6 a.m. and people are like, boo.
Right.
Talk about Taylor Swift. But before 6 a.m., they can't get enough of Dick Cheney.
And you know what? They have their own, like, fandom. They call themselves the Chain Gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I could have gone with something else.
Like but, what?
Well, you're trying to get me canceled.
No, I'm not.
Well, what's his first name?
I'm not doing that.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Brandy this morning. Good morning, Brandy.
Morning.
Second date update time. And you went on a first date with a guy named Nelson. And sadly, Nelson has iced you out. Tell us what you went and did on the date, and then we'll get into some theories.
We met on the app, but we've been talking every day for like a while, like all day, every day. So it kind of feels like I know him, and it just, I thought it was gonna be great. Like, we finally went on a date. It was fun. We had a good time.
What did you do on the date?
We went to a bar and just had drinks, and then afterward, we took a walk in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Cute. Did anybody say anything that, like, was triggering? Did politics come up or anything like that?
No, nothing. No, I mean, we're pretty much on the same page about a lot of things, so I felt like we were hitting it off, honestly.
Okay. Huh. And were you blocked, or is he just not talking to you?
I just haven't heard anything.
Okay. Well, we have him on hold, so we'll ask him. We'll try to get to the bottom of things. And then once we get the reason and the truth out of him, we're going to all conference each other together. We're going to get together. We're going to try to get you that second date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Brandy's now on hold. Let's pick up Nelson's line. Good morning, Nelson.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for sitting on hold. My name's Gavin, and that's Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And you're on something called the Second Date Update, which is a feature we do to... So we just got done talking to Brandy, and Brandy gave us her explanation for everything leading up to it, but she doesn't know what happened and why she's not getting a second date.
Brandy was great. I really was excited to go out with her.
Does Brandy not getting a second date have anything to do with that other girl?
No, not at all, actually. If I'm being honest, it just got kind of weird. She was just like so sexual, and it kind of made me uncomfortable.
Hold on. Let's get Brandy back on. Brandy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, you're on with Nelson. You just heard what Nelson said. Is this true? Is this accurate?
No. I mean, I think like he's totally miss. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I made a few like advances or jokes, but like he
advances. Able- yeah. Sorry, we- you just like you asked me to come home with you, and
is that true, Brandy?
Yeah, but we had been messaging, but we had been like sexting for a week. Like, this is not a in the vein of what we were doing. Like, that's not weird.
Oh,
that's like different than actually doing it, you know what I mean?
Well, yes, of course it is, but it kind of lends itself to why she would feel so comfortable being so sexual.
I would love this.
He is a sexual keyboard warrior.
Oh, really?
I think.
Is that a thing?
Brandy, tell me if you agree with this. People are more comfortable, and it sounds like Nelson was more comfortable doing this where it wasn't so in person, but once it got in person, he needs to warm up a little bit. But she thought he was warm.
It might be hard to admit, but is that true?
100%. I think I really, you know, she is just really forward in person. And, like, I kind of wanted to work our way up to that.
So it's the aggressiveness.
It was just a lot. It's different than, like, seeing it on your screen.
I get it. Okay.
But I think, you know, she's very sexy. I told her that in person.
And well, can we get a second date then?
I would love to go on a second date if we, you know, can just, like, get to know each other and not just be getting ready to go have sex.
Brandy?
I mean, I could do that, I guess. I mean, it's weird that... No, I mean, it's weird that now I know that you felt that way, but...
No, I know. I mean, like, I do think it's kind of cool that, like, he was able to, at least once he was pushed, communicate this. And that it just, he just was kind of nervous.
Well, yeah, but it took us. It took this. No,
I know, but I mean, like, he could have just been like, nah, not into her.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, then you guys sort out a second date. Nelson, you should probably tell that other girl that, you know, that you're going to go on another date, or I don't know how that works.
He has to, let's stay out of it.
Well, there you go. Second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We got a problem, guys. Big problem. Actually, it's a small problem because we have a shortage of something. Just in time for Thanksgiving, this country is running short on turkeys. I don't know what we're going to do. America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest size in 40 years.
Okay.
Partially due to an outbreak of bird flu. Wonder what the other part is.
Wait, we don't know.
Is it a housing crisis? I don't know. What would it
be? A coop crisis.
According to... I assume
turkeys live in a coop?
I guess if they're domestic turkeys?
I don't know.
According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, which we subscribe to their emails,
yeah.
America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest size of 40 years. It's... not just the bird flu. There's also, they're running into reproduction problems. So they're not banging enough? They're not banging. Yeah, or maybe there's a sterilization something or other going on. And apparently there aren't any signs that this is going to ease up over the next 5 weeks. Well, even if it does, what are we going to do? Eat a chick? We can't do that.
Okay.
So the USDA, the data, it's not going to be good for us. As if prices weren't high enough right now, wholesale turkey prices are expected to increase by almost $1.50 per pound. I mean, you get an 8-pound bird, that's tack on an extra $10, you know, $11. That sucks. Both Butterball and National Turkey Federation say that there will be enough frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving, but prices are going to be high.
Call BS.
Okay.
Because I live in Northern California.
Right. Right.
I know. I can't swing a dead cat without hitting a live turkey.
It's so true. You're so right.
Okay.
Do they not?
They travel six in a group at least.
Right. I live in West Roseville, and there's more of them than there are of people.
They're pecking on your door trying to come live with you.
Those big fat toms are just flaunting. Do they just walk around all puffed up like, I'm expensive?
This is Big Turkey trying to get their slice.
Okay. All right. Okay.
They're trying to make us think, because the rest of the country doesn't live like us.
Yeah. I know. I didn't. So when I moved out here, the first time I saw a wild turkey, it was like I saw a kangaroo. Like, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. guys, come out of here. There's like a bunch of like turkeys in the parking lot. And everybody was like, yeah. There are so many turkeys that there are turkey feathers all over my neighborhood sometimes.
No.
Yes. And have you ever seen a turkey feather?
I don't.
It's like this
seems crazy, but I don't know that I have.
It's like 18 inches long. You understand, I'm guessing, why like Native Americans used them. Because like, they're huge.
Who were those the feathers?
And I think so. If whitewashed American history has taught me anything. So, okay, guys, this is our moment. We've been training for this our whole lives. So what do we do?
Okay.
First of all, we got to tell President Trump, hey, we're lousy with turkeys.
We're doing okay.
Right.
You know what? Don't even bother pardoning those two.
No.
We don't need them.
Right.
We could walk outside right now and see, I'm going to say, at least four.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Start wrangling it up.
That's
because I don't like seeing them.
I hate turkeys. I hate the look of a turkey.
Yeah.
Like every time I get to eat a turkey, I say, good, one less turkey. PETA, come at me. I don't care. They're ugly, mean birds.
They are.
They surrounded my car. Yeah, they surrounded my car once.
They did. I didn't know
what I was supposed to do. I was honking the horn.
At our old station,
yeah.
They used to, I mean, I don't want to say they're Nazis.
No, okay. Wow.
Okay. But would they not get in a formation in March?
They would. It seems like they would.
Yeah. And they'd scare Kevin.
Yes.
He'd scream.
Yes. Northern California, everybody pay attention. This is our moment. We have to get as many turkeys as we can, or at least send out the signal. We've got the turkey.
Yes.
Okay.
We're here to help.
So I don't know who.
And you know what? Here's the thing. President Trump, not a fan of California right now.
Right.
This could.
He could save the day.
Well, no, but this could, like, make him love us.
Right.
What I mean?
Send in ice. You know, right.
That's
now.
That's to keep the turkeys
yeah.
from going bad.
Right, yeah. Don't isolate me saying that, please, okay? And
no, then no. make that go viral. When we say send in ice, we mean bags of ice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is the weird rule that your parents had when you were a kid? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us at that number. Weird rules your parents had as a kid. I'll start. My parents would not let us put the light on in the car if the car was driving.
Oh, how funny. A lot of people have that.
And why? I remember my dad saying, turn off that light. I'll get arrested.
I think it makes it harder to see if it's nighttime, right?
You drive a car.
Right.
Does it?
I don't know.
Marginally.
Maybe.
Are windshields better now? I don't know. 916-909-1065. And we're getting into this because I found a list on BuzzFeed that I thought was really funny and I wanted to share some of these. You're not allowed to turn the lights on in the house during a thunderstorm. We don't really have to deal with that too much out here, but I remember friends that had very strict no electronic rules or do not turn on the stereo if the thunderstorm was on.
Really?
Yeah, don't turn the TV on. We had one drink cup by the kitchen sink. If you're thirsty, you use that cup and you put it back for the other family members to use. We'd wash it in the dishwasher every 2 days.
That is so weird.
No wearing clothing with faces on them. So no Mickey Mouse shirts, no kitty cat shirts, nothing. Either plain shirts with no graphics on them, or it had to be something not alive, like a soccer ball or a pumpkin.
What?
Did you guys have any weird rules as kids?
When I was a teenager, I wasn't allowed to drive with any other teenagers for a long time.
Okay, that would make sense.
Well, instead, though, to get home, I'd have to, like, take the public bus.
Oh, my God.
And then once I got off the bus, walk a mile to my house through my neighborhood. So the idea that that was somehow safer was so strange to me. Also, I couldn't, like, I was strongly discouraged to never date anybody that rode a bicycle.
Like when they were kids?
No, like when you grow up, you know, never date a guy that rides a bicycle.
Okay, so if it's a kid, that narrows down everyone. But but as an adult, not bad advice. You can usually tell who's riding a bike for recreation and who's riding a bike out of necessity.
Yeah.
Kevin, what about you? You ain't got anything?
Mine is I couldn't roll down the windows on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, because the wind hurts your ears and it slows down the car,
I had to guess. It messed up.
It doesn't slow down the car.
It messed up your mom's hair. I'll bet that's probably why. Another one from this list I found on BuzzFeed. Do not step on the bath mat with wet feet.
I thought that's what it's for.
It is. I wasn't allowed to watch anything that depicted a dysfunctional family. Maybe in case I realized that that was us.
Oh, no. My parents went through a phase where I wasn't allowed to go to anybody's house that didn't have, like, a married couple living there.
Oh, really?
Where, like, the mom and dad had to be married and it couldn't just be, like, a single mom.
This is a text message we got to 916-909-1065. We weren't allowed to use the good scissors. Those were for Christmas wrapping.
Well, as a mother, I can tell you that was a good rule.
Another weird rule that our parents had as kids, text message we got, finish all your food before you take a drink, but shouldn't you drink while you're eating? Okay, so I can actually add some color to that one. According to my mother, who my mother has Crohn's disease, and she's done a lot of research on her own into digestion and stuff like that, it's better for your digestion not to drink anything while you're eating. Did you know that? Because adding liquid to your stomach slows down digestion, kind of screws it up a little bit more. Evolutionarily, we're just not supposed to.
On Facebook, Terry said if you slammed a door, you had to go back and shut it nicely, quote unquote, 10 times.
I have a weird door rule right now in my house. My kids are not allowed to slam doors either. Like, if they're playing...
Well, nobody should be allowed to slam doors.
Well, but if they're, like, playing, okay, and, like, running and hiding and stuff like that,
yeah,
I get triggered, physically triggered if I hear a door slam, because when I was a kid, I did it, and it took off my brother's toenail. Like, my brother's toe was underneath, and I still have, like, PTSD from it.
Christine said you couldn't go into the second layer of See's candy until everything from the first layer had been finished. So even if the crappy ones were left, you had to eat those.
This is another one we got on text messages. No blankets allowed on the couch while friends were over.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody has to get their own blanket. Nice try.
Anything else on Facebook that we got that's fun?
Judith said, I'm Mexican and we were not allowed as kids to go into the kitchen.
What?
Wow.
And then Michelle said, we can only drink soda when we get tacos.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
That's right. Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. Are you smarter than Kevin? Katie had to step out again. She'll be back, though. She will be back. But right now, we are going to play for $100 with Michelle from Elk Grove. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, I'm here, too.
Michelle, long-time caller, long-time listener. Do I have that right?
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. All right. Michelle, I got five questions. Have you ever played this before? Have you ever played Are You Smarter Than Kevin?
No, this is my very first time.
Wow, that's exciting. All right. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how you do versus him. $100 on the line. He's out of the studio. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question one. Today is Election Day. And here in California, we have the most nationally consequential vote. It's on Prop 50, which, if you vote yes, we politically redistrict to give Democrats 5 to 10 more House seats temporarily to counter Republicans doing this in other states. Spell the word consequential.
Oh, okay. C-O-N-S-E-N-T-U-A-L.
Question two, Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away at the age of 84. He was George W. Bush's vice president and a big champion of us going to war with what country after 9/11?
Iraq.
Question three, Britney Spears has suspended her Instagram. This is in response to her ex-husband Kevin Federline's new book that has some terrible accusations of her and how she behaved around the kids. So she removed everything as to not add fuel that she's violent or hurting herself. What is the name of his new book? Is it You Thought You Knew or You Know Nothing?
Let's say You Thought You Knew.
Question four, this Thanksgiving will be the 99th Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, and some big stars are attending. One of the most exciting is Huntrix from K-pop Demon Hunters. They will appear and perform Golden. What company puts on the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it goes right in front of their flagship store?
Macy's.
Question five, Drake is under investigation for using bots to possibly get fraudulent streams. He may not have known that this was happening, but if he did, he could have to repay quite a bit of money to Spotify since his 37 billion streams paid out about $140 million. If he's worth $250 million, how much is not from those streams?
$110 million.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. And Michelle, what do you do for a living?
I work as a help desk technician.
You work as a health desk technician for what company?
Gainwell Technologies.
So what kind of like sick people do you usually see?
Oh.
Well, it's more like help desk. Like, you help people with, like, the computer.
Not help.
Help. I thought she was saying health. Help. All right. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. So. So what kind of sick people do you see?
I can't.
All right, Michelle, you're now on hold. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, you're defending $100. Here we go. Question one. Today's election day here in California. Did you vote already or not yet?
Not yet.
Are you going to vote?
Today.
Good boy.
Today's the last day, right?
Yeah, it's election day. Yeah. And in California, we have the most consequential vote. It is on Prop 50. Again, if you vote yes on 50, that means that you want us to politically redistrict to give Democrats 5 to 10 more House seats temporarily, which will counter them doing that in Republicans doing that in other states. Spell the word consequential.
C-O-N consequential. S-E-Q-U-E-N-T-I-A-L.
Nailed it. Wow.
Meow.
Good job, Kevin.
Consequential.
Question two. Vice President Dick Cheney passed away.
Oh.
He was George W. Bush's vice president, and he was a big reason we went to war with what country after 9/11?
Iraq.
Yes. Look at you knowing geopolitical struggles.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a mistake. Question three. Britney Spears suspended her Instagram, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Why?
This is because of Kevin Federline's book that had all those terrible accusations. She doesn't want to look bad while people are talking about that. What is the name of that new book?
You thought you knew.
Uh-oh. Oh. He doesn't even need the multiple choice.
I want to read the tea in it. That's why.
Question four, this Thanksgiving is the 99th Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
Wow.
And your girls from Huntrix are going to be there.
Shut up.
I don't know what float they're going to be on, but they will perform Golden, which Kevin's over. He is over that
I'm song. A little over, but live performances, it hits differently.
What company puts on the Thanksgiving Day Parade and it goes right in front of the flagship store?
Macy's.
I
watch it every year.
I love watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It bums me out that we have to work at Run to Feed the Hungry,
yeah.
Which, by the way, we're going to be... Kevin's running Run to Feed the Hungry, and Katie and I are going to be at the tent at the finish line for Run to Feed the Hungry. We'd love to see you. Question five. This story is a little bit crazy. Drake is under investigation because of possibly fraudulent streams using bots on Spotify.
What?
Yes. He has 37 billion streams on Spotify, which has paid out $140 million. But if this turns out to be... Now, he may not have known about this. But if he did, he might have to repay that money. If he is worth $250 million, how much is not from those streams?
Not from the streams. Okay. 250 minus 140. 110 million. 110 million.
That is correct. That makes sense. I can't imagine Drake has 37 billion streams on Spotify.
Right.
Like, who is listening to Drake
that
much?
And he def knows about the bots.
You think?
Definitely.
He seems shady to me.
If you use bots, you know who uses them.
Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Final score. You got 4, but Kevin got all 5.
Oh, snap.
That's crazy. These were probably way too easy today, but we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Katie should be back at any second now, but Michelle, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I am not smarter than Kevin, but
no.
I still love Kevin.
Oh, not I love you too, today. Michelle.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
We got to go to Florida for this story, like we do with half the crime in this country. And this involves a Florida man at a Starbucks. Do I have that right, Katie?
Sure do.
All right, what happened?
A gentleman named Tucker Kemp.
Tucker Kemp? Wow, boy, does that sound like I got a boat.
Yeah, it sounds like my dad owns a law firm.
Yep.
Yeah, and he knows the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get out of this. Sauntered into a Starbucks at 9:15 a.m., where he immediately became very offended that in this Starbucks, there was inexplicably a pride flag.
I see. It's going to be that kind of story.
And he was offended, and they should put up an American flag. So he decided to take matters into his own hands.
I see.
And he ripped the flag from the wall.
Okay.
Now, you guys know I have a very long-standing belief. If you're that offended by a pride flag, it's because you are gay. Now, here's more proof.
This is a philosophy, by the way, that you and I share.
Yeah.
That, like, the only explanation that I can possibly think of for being so triggered by seeing a gay person, seeing a pride flag, any of that stuff, is that you are reminded that you're not living a happy life because you feel like you can't be yourself.
It's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, because anything else is crazy.
Right. Okay. Here's more proof to me that tack a camp, okay?
Why'd you say it like Lindsey Graham?
Well, after going into his local cafe, he didn't just rip the flag down. He poured his hot tea all over it.
No!
Yes, he did.
He was having hot tea?
Yeah.
Tucker! Oh, man!
Oh, Shirley sitting with one knee over the other. Just, you know, one elbow on the top of his other hand.
Yeah.
Maybe gently have his pointer finger tapping his temple.
Yep. You can see the teabag string hanging out of his drink like a tampon.
Yeah. Or I'd like to believe he had the cup in his hand holding the paper part of the teabag, swirling it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or has a spoon.
I mean, it would be funny if Tucker Kemp was such a regular or something like that, that he's like, no, what do you think? I want it in a mug. Don't give me your disposable one. Okay, Tucker. What? You're sassy today. Don't say sassy. I'm pissed off because I'm very mad. Is it Earl Grey?
Do you have chamomile?
Okay. We all know that person, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that one person.
That's just really angry at the gays who are not doing anything to them. And they say a lot of, like, trying to make us gay.
Yes.
They're doing this to make us gay. And it's like, did they make you gay?
There's,
because you know what nobody's ever done to me? Made me gay.
Made you straight.
No, I am straight.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I am
straight. And, like, are they just not trying hard enough with me?
Comes out often in sentences like, they're just trying to indoctrinate our children. And I am not going to stand by.
As he goes like this. And blows. It's hot today. The tea is hot.
They should.
And then he leans over and he goes, did you hear what I said? I said, the tea is hot.
Mark, did you hear me? Is that funny? I said, the tea is hot.
Then somebody walks in.
They should.
Hey.
No, you're right, Mark. They should. They should have an American flag at this private company. It's practically.
And you know what I said? Again.
It's practically a monument.
Okay, hold it. Blowing. And you know what I said to him, Mark? I said, don't tread on me.
Right. I said that. I said, don't tread on me. Oh, I like your camo. I do like it. Oh, how's my wife? My wife's great.
Sexy.
My wife's great. We have so much sex.
No,
while you were in the bathroom, I blew on your tea, Mark.
I have to say, for all of our LGBTQIA+, I will say every letter, we love you and we are looking out for you.
106. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 the end.
The Wake Up Call!
So, we took the day off, and something happened to Katie while she took the day off. You could say she got a taste of the good life. What happened?
I fell into the trap of thinking, God, wouldn't it be great to be a stay-at-home mom and get my kids off to school every morning?
Mm-hmm.
And you have fallen into this trap too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because we never get to get our kids off to school.
Nope.
When we do have like large chunks of time off, it's when they have time off too.
Yep.
Which we love spending time with them, obviously, but it's very rare that we get to get up with them, see their sleepy little faces.
You got to experience it briefly with because your second oldest was 3-2 when you got into morning radio,
like,
right?
Almost 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never, all okay, the years I've been a parent,
keep in mind,
I've never
the
had
the reason
it.
That I was a stay-at-home mom was because I had such a medically fragile child.
Well, before her too, right?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I had to take leave to stay home with Abby because she was born with congenital heart disease and having multiple surgeries.
Okay.
So I got to make him breakfast. I got to get him dressed.
Right.
I mean, the 11-year-old gets herself dressed, but the 4-year-old, I did her hair.
Right.
Now, I will say, one embarrassing fact did bubble to the surface. I don't know anything about their mornings.
Yes.
So I had to very heavily rely on my boyfriend, D'Lo, to literally tell me everything that they do. I did not know what time they woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I knew for the most part what time their school started. I don't know what time to leave the house to make sure that you could do 2 drop-offs in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that the 4-year-old has to say hi to on her way walking to school.
It's like a whole secret life that they have
that
we don't know about.
No, they keep it from us.
They've got routines.
I know that this is a trick because you have never heard a person who gets their kids off to school every single day say, My favorite time of day is when I get my kids up for school and ready in the morning.
But you're also right, though, that this has happened to me, too, where I have gotten the taste of being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And I effing want it.
Well, but we want it because it's a novelty. Do you know how many errands I ran yesterday?
Tough. All of them.
Okay, went to the bank. Inside the bank.
And I'm telling you, Katie, the stay-at-home parent crew, they got it all figured out.
But I'm here to tell you, if my every day, okay, because they were, here's the other thing. The kids are excited when we're home too. So they aren't being their normal selves.
Okay.
They're as excited as I am.
Right, right.
They're as excited as you are.
Okay.
Okay, so soon it's going to turn into cranky town.
Probably.
Okay, here's the other thing. Now let's say my every day was spent going to Trader Joe's, the bank, quick quack car wash, and returning things at Target.
But it doesn't have to be.
But okay, what would I do today?
Whatever you want.
There's nothing else to do.
Learn a language. You could do anything. Write a book.
Oh, let me just write a book.
Build something.
Not allowed anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because nobody wants me to be hurt.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can we find something you could build without a chance of hurting yourself?
Tiny homes.
There you go.
Yeah, but...
Build a she shed.
No. Tiny homes, like miniatures.
Oh, that you put on a bookshelf.
Yeah. And right. Guess what? My existence can't be just me and talking to a tiny house.
And Rebecca.
Can you imagine? I don't even have reason. I'm hacking my own card.
Yeah. You.
So that I have a reason to go to the bank and talk to Rebecca.
You couldn't handle the stress of knowing that you're the person that somebody goes... when they see you coming through the glass before you open the door.
Yeah, or just like everybody like goes to the back and whoever like the nose goes is the one that has to.
Martin,
like,
you got to take her today. You have to.
I did it the last two times.
Yeah.
And she's doing it to herself at this time. At this point, she's doing it to herself.
She's going
to
want a pen. She's going to take your pen. She's going to say, oh, this is a nice pen.
And then I'll turn into the person who's at a Trader Joe's who like starts helping other customers.
Yes.
Can I recommend the onion crunch flakes?
Or just standing there next to somebody and being like, do they not have the freshest flowers? That's true. You'd become that person.
Okay,
and I'm like already flirting with that person.
Oh,
like I'm basically that person anyway. But I'm telling you, the stay at home, once your kids, and I don't care how controversial this is to say, once your kids go to school, you got it made in the shade, stay at home crowd.
It's very lonely and very boring.
That's why they have affairs.
I don't want to.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I love this. You know by now, we love Cardi B on this show. Not just as an artist, we love her as an institution, a concept, an abstract. Cardi B is a state of mind. And
she is when they say, oh, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
She is the vibe.
She's the vibe. Ooh. Now, if you haven't been paying attention about how things are going in this country, it's not great economically. But don't worry, though, because Cardi B has been paying attention to it. And she has weighed in a way that explains the economy that I think us peasants can fully understand, really wrap our brain around. Here's a clip from her Instagram Live.
You know how you know that the economy is bad? Because not even the prostitutes is getting fly.
There you go. Okay.
Guys, come on.
Is that not the political insight that we need in this country right now? First of all, I love how it starts.
You know how you know that the economy is bad because not even the prostitutes is getting fly.
Now she goes on to explain.
Okay. Where have you seen a with a good Chanel bag?
I'll wait.
Was buying Chanel bags like there was female rappers.
Okay.
When have you seen a with a chain with her name on it.
Not for a while.
Right.
Great. Like we look for bellwether. There's more too. I'll get to it in a second. But we look for bellwether signs, guys. Cardi B's the canary in the coal mine. You know, we look for our interest. What's the state of interest rates? Mm-mm. You know, how are people's debt to income ratio in this country?
Boring.
How about the cost of home ownership?
Who cares?
How many prostitutes have a chain with their name on it?
Not enough. Not enough.
Where have you seen a with a chain with her name on it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where have you seen a pop out with a good Birkin? Oh. Even the prostitutes going through it.
Yep.
The selling for $10,000. Now the is going for $2,500. Cause the economy is bad.
She is an absolute delight.
She is.
And anybody who says otherwise, it makes me question you.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get her on a panel on CNBC or whatever the economic one
is.
Yes. So badly. Put her on Fox Business.
Yeah.
I want to see any of those old white guys on Fox Business.
Shepherd, that is a good question.
Try to go around with Cardi B. Just, you know what? Try to sell her a bill of goods about how great the economy's doing because of the stock market. She'll hit you with the Birkin theory.
I want her to say to, what is it, Shepherd Smith?
I don't know.
Okay, what? Somebody on Fox News. Yeah. I want Laura Ingraham, or I don't know, just lean over and be like, when, and answer my question, don't try to skirt the issue, when exactly was the last time you saw a hoe with her name on a chain? Answer me.
Right.
Answer me.
You get one Greg Gutfeld on Fox News being like, President Trump's doing great with the economy. These tariffs is terrible. Prostitutes used to be able to get $10,000.
She says to Jesse Waters, Jesse Waters, which she calls him by his first and last name.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Waters.
Jesse Waters.
And then, yeah, she goes, how many chains do your hoes have? And then when she goes, don't try to answer the question.
She is an absolute national treasure.
She is.
I mean, there's.
Here's the thing. Every compass points north.
Yeah.
And Cardi is north.
She is.
Yeah.
Because the economy is bad.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.